Let's bring you up to your first education and the first school you attended.
In Tulsa, the first school I attended was Longfellow. It's gone. There's a new building. There's 6 in Peoria. That would have been what they call pre-primary and kindergarten time for me. Then there was a brief time where we went to Portland, Oregon. Dad had volunteered to go into the Army, but he had had polio, what they called back in those early days, infantile paralysis. He had a withered leg. You wouldn't know it if he were wearing long pants because he had learned to adjust where he could walk. Well, it was so withered that they turned him down when he volunteered to go into the service whenever the war broke out. So he learned that they were hiring people into the shipyards on the Willamette River in Portland, Oregon. And we went out there and we stayed there about a year, a little over a year, maybe a little less than a year, actually. Came back to Tulsa. Now, when we came back to Tulsa, I was enrolled in Whittier School. We were living with an aunt over off of Zunis and 3rd Street. So I was at Whittier for 3rd grade, 4th grade, 5th and 6th grade, and then from there to Grover Cleveland Junior High School, and from there, high school at Will Rogers, graduated in 1953.
The first house you remember, where was that located?
Now, these are all rental properties up until Dad bought this little house in 1944 on Archer, but before that, we rented out by what we called the strip pits. It was out by Dawson. There was a little rock house out there. I remember looking at pictures of me and my sister out in that area. Then there was a house near Whittier School, actually, off of Lewis and Independence area. We lived there for a while in the rental house. We lived in a rental house at 11th and Peoria on the north side of the street there. All these houses that I'm referring to are now gone, except when we came back from Oregon, we lived with an aunt there at that Zunis address until Dad had found this house on Archer, 2854 East Archer. We lived there from the time I was in the 4th grade, I guess it would have been, all the way up until I was in law school.
What are some of your things you did at that time?
Well, you know, the young people hearing what I'm saying won't necessarily identify with it, but we had one radio in our house. We got to listen to shows on Saturday for children, Let's Pretend and things like that. Or on Sunday afternoon, it seems to me like it was your hit parade, and we could listen to some of those, maybe even your FBI and Peace and War. That house is still there, 2854 East Archer. That house was directly across the street from the swings at Archer Park. Now, the park has changed, and they've taken a lot of these things out. But as a result, the park was a center of a lot of our entertainment because that's where we played. And the city of Tulsa in those days, I don't know if they do it now, had during the summer months men and women who would be hired to come over and supervise the park, organize games, things like that. I remember a man named John who was very active in keeping us busy, which was good. Also, the Circle Theater was a center of entertainment for us. Hopalong Cassidy was my hero. There wasn't anything better than having a chance to go up and see Hopalong and go into Doc's Candy Store. It was part of that little building. I think it may still be there where the Circle Theater is. The parents would go with us sometimes to these movies. But that was our entertainment. The only other thing we looked forward to that was a big thing, this was in the days before what we now know as the fast food type of phenomenon, but there were hamburger stands. And one of the hamburger stands, Mr. Griffin's Hamburger, the one we would go to was at Braden at Anvil. It was a shotgun, you know, looked like a little narrow building with the typical one counter with stools, no booths or anything. There wasn't room for them if you had them. No air conditioning. It had a ventilator fan that in the hot summertime, man, you could drive up there, Dad take us up there to get a hamburger if we were lucky, and you could smell those onions. Oh, it was a good odor. It just made you ready, and you go inside and watch somebody flop a ball of meat on the grill right there in front of you, cook it up, and get you a Pepsi Cola or whatever we might be drinking. Oh, that was high life for us.
Do you remember any stores downtown?
Oh, yes, yes. Brown Duncan, Vandiver's, Steidenbach's, Frug's, Fields, all those kind of stores were downtown. I can't remember if Penny's had an outlet down here, but those were active stores. My mother, one or two Christmases, worked at Brown Duncan selling Christmas cards. But yeah, we would get downtown quite a bit. Streets was another store. I remember that.